Spotify.com. This is What's On Your Mind, Friday edition. Is he normal? Is he nuts? I don't want to be the subject of is he normal or is he nuts anymore. I think it's your turn, Steve. I think,
time to pick on me. Huh?
Yeah, I think so. But anyway.
I'm good with that.
There are other callers waiting to weigh in. And by the way, whether you want to talk about what's on our mind or want to talk about what's on your mind, anything goes.
I know you were just talking to Maria, your wife. What did she have to say? Because we kind of had to cut her off because we're up against the break.
She just wanted to finish, and I think that we both come at this from the same place, and that is that, you know, if you live biblical principles, you are the best teacher for your child. You follow me? So, in other words, a daycare provider can do that. A teacher at a school can do that. You have to, you know, and that's the ideal situation. Doesn't mean that when we have a free will and we decide that, hey, I'm going to decide what's best for my family, that you haven't made the right choice. It's just, you know, so you know, I think she did a very nice job of summarizing where I was at on this. But
biased as she may be.
But I do believe the tally ended up at somewhere around the neighborhood of 7-2. So normal than nuts. So
a little overcast, a little clear sky around the region. Dickinson this hour at 54, Williston at 50, Minot 50, Fargo 63, and Bismarck 61 in Bismarck-Mandan this hour. Let's go back to those phones. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
By the way, it looks like we may be done with the rain by Sunday all across the state. Yeah, so there's the next couple of days going to be cloudy, but it looks like Saturday, in some places into Sunday, should be some sunshine. What's on your mind, anyway?
I asked you this
whole hour of is he normal or is he not started with the one simple question from you to me, what's on your mind? So let me return the favor and say,
there's a study that's out. It's concerning helmet laws, and the insurance industry is getting involved now, and I don't like it when the insurance industry gets involved and starts dictating personal choices and personal freedoms, because it's no better than when the government does it. But we're going to get into that in just a few minutes, because we need to finish up some of the callers that we have.
So you don't want to tell me yet what's on your mind?
Well, I'll let you know.
I'm going to keep us in suspense.
A little bit of suspense.
Mike in Belfield,
good for
you want to get to the callers. He's living our promise, ladies and gentlemen. Mike, go ahead. You're up on what's on your mind.
Hey, sorry if you guys already covered this. I tuned in a little bit late, but I wholeheartedly agree that a woman should stay there to raise the children at least until they get ready to go off to school. And let's look at it objectively and go back to when women had to start going out into the workforce because of the cost of living and stuff like that. And let's look at how the children are now, you know, and the statistics on that, how there was less crime and less trouble back then when they had someone actually keeping tabs on them versus now when there's not.
Now, Mike, if your wife would have made $100,000 and you made $50,000, would you have been fine staying at home with the kids?
Well, it wouldn't bother me. I mean, I do just as much as she does. I'd be tickled pink if she made more. I could relax.
Kind of a recurring theme, Mike. Thanks for letting us know what's on your mind. Robin Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I put in about average of 12 hours a day. I drive truck, and there's no way I would switch with my wife. She does a fantastic job. She works full-time on top of taking care of everything around the house and with the kids. And, it's amazing. But I don't think you're crazy at all. I'm with you on what you're saying about them being so important at home, and I wouldn't change anything about it.
It's what they're on this earth to do, is to nurture children. And that doesn't mean that
I have a problem with that being their sole purpose.
I didn't say it was their sole purpose. I believe that that's what they're on this earth to do, and I don't think that means if
what you're saying
you have children
is not what I'm hearing.
I understand that. But thankfully, more of the listeners are hearing me. They don't have that blocker. Rob, thank you for telling me I'm not crazy. Plus, I like running up the score a little bit on Steve.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah. Bill and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning. Say, I've been wanting to call in about this a few times, and I've never had the opportunity, and I have it now, so I was going to change the subject just a little bit, if you don't mind.
It's quite all right. Well, the show is What's on Your Mind. We want to know.
Okay. When President Obama was running for his first term, when he was campaigning, Nancy Pelosi said that they have to get President Bush out of there because they want to drain the Bush White House swamp of corruption. Well, I suggest that she start pulling the plug now, because the Obama White House swamp of corruption is flooding the country. And that was my comment.
What do you think of the worst of the corruption is? Is it the IRS? Is it the tapping into reporters' emails? Is it Benghazi? Which is the worst of the worst, do you think, Bill?
Well, Benghazi and the IRS, I think, are probably top priority for the two. I'm retired military, and I'll tell you, I can't believe this is going on, and that the more people aren't up in arms over this, because this country is going to hell in a handbasket with this administration, and nobody seems to. The big problem is that when they're being questioned about something, nobody knows a damn thing. They're all like, gee, I just heard about it the week ago, or read it in the newspaper. I don't know. That's something that didn't come up, like with Eric Holder now with this problem, the big problem he's got. It's crazy up there.
And defies logic on how they all get amnesia. How about the fact the IRS guy, my favorite answer from him is, you've been to the White House a lot, and in my understanding, more than most cabinet members, which is pretty extraordinary, more than all of the cabinet members. The IRS head was at the White House more than all the IRS, and they ask him why, and he says, oh, I brought my kids to an Easter egg roll.
Oh, that's a big deal. You bet. You got to go to that.
Well, that's fine, but my point is, I don't think that's what they were getting at. I mean, the level of deception on the answers is pretty staggering, isn't it?
I know. They're lying through their teeth, every one of them. I'll tell you, it's so obvious.
Bill, thanks for telling us what's on your mind.
I think it's politics as usual, though. It doesn't matter which party's in there. It's just usual politics does not bode well for this country. And, you know, I'm starting to go down that rabbit trail that maybe we need that third party just to balance things out a little bit. Let's go to Chris in DL. Chris, what's on your mind today?
DL being Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. Lakes country. Hey, Chris.
I'd like to weigh in that I don't think Scott's crazy, and I think that really what he's done is compliment his wife, and the highest compliment you could give somebody is to trust your kids and flesh and bone with your partner, whether it's a man or a woman that stays home. I think it's quite a compliment to trust somebody that much. I guess I'd like to tell young couples that have kids to avoid the economic bondage where they don't have a choice, where both have to go out and work and kids suffer because of it, you know, and they're working weekends, and of course you got to get Moondance and WeFest in there and all that stuff.
You know, what's most important, right? And quite honestly, hey, I'm not going to throw any stones here in this glass house, because I think it's very easy to do it. Society pushes you to it. Hey, why a 3-car garage? We need a 4-car garage. Hey, we need a bigger boat. We need a bigger house. We need a bigger, you know, what about that vacation? And you start, you know, as a family, making decisions that are more about more stuff than it is about what do we really need and what's most important. You know?
Really sad when you wake up midway through life and you lose everything, or people have taken it from you, or bad luck or whatever, and you've put in those hours at work and you avoided the true responsibility, and you end up 50 years old and broke anyway.
How about that? All right. Well, Chris, thanks for sharing. Appreciate that. Thanks for helping to run up the score on Steve, too. Lawrence is South Fargo. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Good morning, sir. And it's nice to hear all these reasonable, honorable minds speaking through your program this morning. I have one thing to add to the thing you said about raising children. The main purpose of a woman is to love her man, and in that love to produce children for their beautiful, blessed household.
Now, Steve, why did you laugh? Why are you cackling at Lawrence's comment there?
He's kind of a jackass, in my opinion, Scott, but let's hear what he's got to do with the jackass got to say.
Now we're getting into name-calling here, for crying out loud.
Throwing stones, Lawrence.
No, let's hear it. Let's say why he's laughing about Fuzzy about that purpose.
I think that women are on an equal footing. It's a decision.
Goodbye.
If you're going to have... Wow.
I want to hear what you say. Women are on equal footing. You don't believe that, that what?
Women are equal. Women are 100% equal when it comes to workplace.
He didn't say they were not equal.
That's not her job. Her job is to be a partner, just like a man's job is to be a partner. I think it's an equal partnership. Whether you're propagating one or the other to a specific position because that's what somebody dictates in society, it should be. I think there's a flaw in that logic. There's a definite flaw in that logic.
Lawrence, thanks for the call. He hung up when you said...
I'm a jackass. All right.
I think the laughing got him. I think when you laughed in the middle of his comment, maybe you gave him the impression that you were mocking him.
I didn't mock you, Lawrence, but... My goodness.
We still have to find out what's on Steve's mind.
Yes, we do.
What's on your mind? Tell us. We'll continue. If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach & Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger Pro Crop tractors like the MT 5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit ButlerMachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hannon. Still want to know what's on your mind. We have other calls waiting to go. And by the way,
I did want to finish that with Lawrence. So being a mother is not a job. It's a choice of responsibility. I want to put that out there. And that's a decision that a couple can make.
I also want to agree with you. Can I agree with you and say that, you know,
you're going to put one on my list?
If I went, if I was home tonight and said, honey, I'm better than you. We're not equal. I'm better than you. I'd be sleeping on the step, right? But I'm saying
absolutely.
So I agree that men and women are equal, but different is what I'm trying to say. Different. Example: my wife, she works. Now, she chooses to work part-time because she's an occupational therapist, and she loves her patients. And our kids are at the age now of 10 and 14 and 16 where they don't need, you know.
But she still has some flexibility, too.
She does.
And she's on her way home right now to settle a little dispute between the kids, which I find absolutely hilarious. Because there's a pancake dispute at your house.
There is. Yeah, I just shared this with Steve during the break. I didn't mean to air our family dirty laundry on the program, but my wife is on her way home because our 10-year-old daughter will not do her chores because her 14-year-old sister will not make her pancakes. So she's going to referee. And this goes to my point. You didn't even know you walked into this trap.
Yeah, I did.
I would not be as well equipped to go home and referee that dispute because you know what I would do? I would probably make the pancakes.
No, I thought you were going to say you're not good as making pancakes.
I would
your
just
wife.
Say, well, I'll make the pancakes and I would put the fire out. That would be the dad way of doing that rather than Maria going home and say, wait a minute here. Summer has just began and I'm not going to come home and referee a dispute between you two. Every time
although that,
one chooses not to make the other, she's better equipped to go referee that and nurture the kids.
That does lead to a study I read a little bit. According to a brand new survey, half the women rate their partner's cooking skills as basic at best, with 21% describing their boyfriend or husband's cooking skills as extremely basic, with 2% saying their partner couldn't even boil an egg. You know who they're blaming?
I give up.
Mother-in-laws. 94% of these women believe their mother-in-law is to blame for not teaching the guy, their son, skills in the kitchen.
Back to the phone.
I'm yet to meet a woman that cannot cook me.
What's on your mind is the question. Here's the phone number, 800-228-0550. Chris in Bismarck. Thanks for waiting. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, hi. My wife, for quite a length of time, she was the primary breadwinner, and I was the guy that, you know, took care of the household and stuff like that. Now the roles have reversed, and I'm the primary breadwinner, but she still works her butt off. She works in the morning, early in the morning. She gets up at like 5:30 in the morning. She gets home at like 8 o'clock in the morning, does daycare until, you know, early, late afternoon. And then every other weekend, she works two back-to-back 16-hour shifts. I mean, and she does all, you know, a good majority of the housework. So, I mean, it can go either way. I mean, I love my wife to death for that.
Sounds to me like you're challenging Steve's point that they're equal in saying actually they're better. They're, and I would argue in many cases they are better. They are better at raising kids.
Now, when you were,
I don't know about you, Steve, but I can't multitask.
When you were the house husband, Chris, did the house fall apart?
Yes.
I love the honesty. I love the honesty.
Fair enough.
And then, I got another comment too. I didn't get a chance to say yesterday. My phone broke up when you're talking about statistics and stuff like that. I've been doing a survey since I was like 12 years old, and it's a prime example of how statistics can be skewed. My survey is: have you ever met somebody who's eaten broccoli and lived forever?
Absolutely not.
How's the tally going these days?
Well, that is 100% answer that I've gotten every single time. So statistically speaking, broccoli kills. I'm just saying that's a prime example how statistics and surveys, you can get whatever answer you want.
Well, keep us posted on that survey, Chris. Thanks for the call. Robin Bismarck is next on What's on Your Mind. Rob, go ahead.
Hey, just wanted to comment on your guys' show. It's fantastic. Make it a priority during my day to make sure I tune in for you guys. And I think we need to look at adding at least another hour onto the day.
Well, we might look into that at some point.
Another hour in the day isn't 25 hours a day or another hour for the show?
Don't you look that already, Scott?
Yeah, we could use probably both, but... another 3 hours for you guys would be great.
Well, that's kind of you, Rob. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it very much. Okay, have a great weekend. 800
checks in the mail.
800-228-0550. Who's next?
Fred, central North Dakota. Where you at, Fred?
The Mohall area.
And how's planting going up there?
I think we're done for the year.
Yay! Because you got everything in, or because you just gave up?
Because it's too wet to put anything in.
Really?
So yeah, less than half seeded.
So you're not going to get a crop in this year?
No. It'll be the fourth time in the last 14 years where less than half the acres have been seeded up here.
How's that farm bill working for you?
Well, they want to tie conservation compliance to the crop insurance, which is definitely what we don't need.
That's the Senate version, by the way, not the House version. But
that's the Senate version.
Yeah, we had the Farm Bureau on recently, Congressman Kramer and others talking about their concern over that. So.
Yeah, what we need them to do is be able to manage our water up here. That's our big problem.
How would you better manage the water if we give you a magic wand, Fred?
I would put tile in the ground, get rid of the surplus water of the soil.
What happens on the dry years?
The tile does not run in the dry years. It only takes the excess water out.
And what happens with flooding issues?
Tile in the ground helps prevent flooding.
And for those listeners that think that you just run off, when you put drain tile in the ground, people think that you just run off all that water that much faster and exacerbates flooding issues. Explain to the listeners real quickly how that works in about a minute or so.
Well, if the ground is like a sponge, and if you have all these little precious wetlands out there, it keeps the sponge saturated. And then you have runoff over the surface, which causes flooding. If you have tile in the ground, it keeps that surplus water out and keeps the sponge dry enough so it can absorb this water.
All right, Fred. Well, thanks for the solution, and let's see if others agree with you. Appreciate the call. Check in again, 800-228-0550. Ed in Bismarck is next. Hello, Ed. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
Good.
Steve, I gotta put an X on you because you have met a woman that can outcook you. And if you know whose voice this is, you know who I'm talking about. If you say you don't know who it is, then you're a bold-faced liar. But anyway, what I wanted to say was, aside from that, was I believe, women do belong in the home and taking care of the kids and the house and whatnot, but they also have a place out in the working force. I mean, my wife, for instance, she goes out, she works, she kicks butt, takes names, and looks good while she's doing it, comes home, and then she has to take care of me.
There you go. I'm the same way. And by the way, as I mentioned earlier, my wife's an occupational therapist, loves her patients. So, And just really, really enjoys that. So if she didn't work, then in my view, there would be less quality care for her patients. And she does home health care.
The best part is she loves every minute of it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's her choice. Great.
We married
up. It's not her job.
We married up, Ed. How about that? Yeah, and it is a choice.
It's her choice.
And a free will.
It's not her job. It's not her duty.
Appreciate the call, Ed. Others, Wade and Linda and Bismarck, Larry and Fargo, Chris and Williston, and we still have to find out what's on Steve's mind about those helmet laws.
We should start wearing one.
Yeah, I think you should.
Now.
More on What's on Your Mind straight ahead. Don't go away.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope. Optimize health with K48 Plus.
What's on your mind? I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennett. Linda, what's on your mind today in Bismarck? Linda, are you there?
Issue. Yes, hello.
Hi, Linda. Go ahead.
We can hear you now. Go ahead.
I've been on all sides of this issue. With my first two children, I worked full-time so my husband could go to school. And then he works now, and we had two more children. So I've been a stay-at-home mom with four children for 12 years now. And now that they're all in school, I'm looking at going back to work because I have some free time, and I really do enjoy my career. So I can tell you, the situation determines what's best for families. If I hadn't worked full time with my first two children, my husband wouldn't have a career right now that he does. I think another point on this that maybe hasn't been brought up is I have options that my mother didn't for careers, and that is a huge difference, and I think that explains the biggest jump in those numbers of working moms.
Which, by the way, is a great thing. I mean, when you look at and talk about equal in this argument. We started on a little later on this hour, Steve. You know, I mean, in my view, a woman should get the same pay for the same job, right? And there are new opportunities for women as a dad.
And the same opportunity.
As a dad of two daughters. I think that's fantastic. So I agree with you, Linda. And again, everybody's free choice. Everybody has to decide what's best for them. I guess how this all started was looking at the stats in 1960, where 11% of households with children were headed by the woman who was the sole breadwinner, or out earning the husband. Now it's 40%, and again, that's suggesting that women are, in my view, too often choosing to sacrifice being that parent for the child versus going out there and being the breadwinner. I don't think that's good for what is the ideal American situation, and that's sort of.
I wonder how much of that change is that women are able to earn more than they used to be able to.
Well, and there's
not
a lot of equity.
Not that they're out there working more, but that they're actually getting paid.
Right. And there's lack of equity in a lot of places in the workplace between men and women. When those numbers do catch up and there is complete autonomy when it comes to wages between men and women, then what are these statistics going to show, Linda?
I'd like to know.
Linda, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Larry and Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, Scott, you got your goals of communism out?
Do I have my goals of communism out? No, I actually don't have those handy, but I'm familiar with them.
Number 40, discredit the family as an institution. Encourage promiscuity, easy divorce. 41, emphasize the need to raise children away from the negative influence of parents. Attribute prejudices, mental blocks, retarding of children to suppressive influence of parents.
Well,
it's all a part of the war on men and boys.
And on families. And it is a top communist goal, which is why I say if we're picking out the ideal situation for a society, 1960 was a lot better than 2013. And somebody with a higher pay grade than me will have to figure out if the reason the numbers have slipped or, you know, the family is disintegrating before our very eyes. And by the way, I think I quoted Juan Williams earlier as saying the same thing, so I don't think this is a left or a right thing. Somebody other than me is going to have to decide, you know, how is it that communist goals have become to be the growing force?
It is a left or right thing. Which side is pushing the communist goals? The left, the liberals, the Democrats, the Marxists.
I would agree with you that more liberals than not would be, but I also think that the vast majority of Americans would be on the same page of agreeing what's best. But I mean, you're right. I mean, if we were to factually break down the opinion of liberals, it'd be closer to some of those goals you're talking about.
Call me naive, but I don't think, or call me a what the other guy called me, what Lawrence called me. But I don't think anybody wants to see the family unit fail. I don't think you can tie that into parties.
Well, I think
communists want strong families won't go commie.
I mean, he's right about the communist goals, but again, you're talking about Americans, left or right.
Yeah.
Yes,
the,
Larry,
the
thanks
left
for the call.
In America, that's what they want. They want us to be a communist nation, and they're doing their damnedest to destroy the country we grew up in.
Well, I don't.
When
know
are
about
you going to wake up and
be a little
you
socialist.
Know why?
Stephen Bismarck's next up. Larry, thanks for the call. Appreciate the passion. We're asking what's on your mind, and you're telling us. Steve, you're next to go. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I think in today's society, there's a feminist movement that says you have to work and so forth. And the Pope called our society a society of death because we are materialistic. And so to achieve that goal, it's encouraged to women to have birth control, which allows them to be out of the house, without kids. So that's part of the problem. And then you have the feminists that get involved at, and they destroy the family. And there's guys that have to have their boats and their cars and so forth. And they're going to have their wives
guys,
go to work.
Not just guys. I mean, I wouldn't put all that on. I mean, having more stuff is one of the reasons I think people choose to, work, men and women both. I wouldn't put all that on one gender or the other. Would you, Steve?
No, and I do put it back to there's a time and a place to have children as far as responsibly being able to raise a child, knowing that you have the financial wherewithal to be able to do that.
Steve, thanks for the call. We've had a ton of comments on our Facebook page on this, too. And by the way, whatsonyourmindradio.com will link you up so you can like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter as well. But I'll just say we had so many calls today, I haven't had a chance to share any of these comments. But on this topic, Daniel says, I believe in the rights of the individual. And today, half of the individuals want it all. What I'm saying is that women today, not all women, want it all, the family, the job, the career. I think that's all right, but what it sacrifices in the process is children. Kevin says it depends on each family situation. To make blanket assumptions is short-sighted. What about a case where the husband is an unskilled worker and the wife is, say, an RN, an MD, or a college professor? Would it make more sense for the spouse making $25,000 to stay home and care for the kids? This is in 1947. Sue says one of the greatest damages in the fight for equal rights is the family unit. No, I'm not saying women should stay in the kitchen barefoot and pregnant. Please, somebody accused me of having that opinion. But Sue says, but the loss of respect for traditional roles, which are not unequal, just different, has been more damaging than any feminist or feminized male will ever admit. Ron says our economy hasn't allowed for a family to survive on one income for many decades. I think women do what's best for their families. Great comments. Some more calls.
Let's go to Larry in Fergus Falls. Larry, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up this this WPA. I was coming out of Alexandria this week, and I stopped along the wayside there on a road, and I read a placard that was made about about the WPA, how it started, and it started because of the unbelievable unemployment between, well, actually the WPA was started in 1935 and it went to 1943, and the federal government put to work 8 million workers. They made them do something because they were paying them. Now, how did we get into this situation then? Same thing that we're doing right now, basically. We're bleeding our nation dry. Our businesses have to cut back. They're laying off people. And here we are with all of these derelicts sitting around with their hands out saying, "Where's mine?" Why don't we put their jiggling butts to work somewhere?
You want to bring back the Works Progress Administration?
Hell yes. If we're paying them anyhow, why don't we just make them do some work?
Well, that goes back to the welfare call, too, earlier. It's a hand up, not a hand out. You know,
which works.
A time limit. Yeah, a time limit. I have no problem with a hand up in society.
Well, why don't we somebody do it? That's the thing that I'm saying. I lived during many of those years. In the 40s, during the Second World War, and I'll tell you, I can tell you how hard it was. And we lived so poor, worse than church mice.
All right, we're going to bring back if Larry has anything to say about it, we're bringing back the WPA. Larry, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
I'm just glad somebody else reads those placards and those signs at the rest areas and stops. I always try to stop and read those because they're interesting. There's a lot of good history there. Let's go back to the calls. 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Bruce, what's on your mind in Western North Dakota today?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning, Bruce.
Scott, as far as the topic that everybody's been commenting on, guts or whatever, in the 60s, you are right, but both of you are wrong because we have evolved as a species now, just like every other species on the planet and the planet. It evolves and changes, and we've made a change in the last 40, 50 years. So the Neanderthal thinking, I'm just not going to get open with a can of worms. I'm going to go ahead and comment on the helmet deal. It's a personal issue. Scott, I ride a motorcycle. You and I are about the same age. My mental thinking is I have to think about my kids. But I take a different tact on it than you are. If I get hit in an accident, I wear my helmet around town, but I don't wear it on the open road. In town, I get hit in an accident, I'm more likely to survive, just like driving around the town in my vehicle. If I get into an accident, I'm more likely to survive. Whether I'm wearing a helmet or a seatbelt or not, I'm more likely to survive at a lower speed. Having said that, if I am in an accident, most likely on the open road without my helmet, I don't want to survive that. I do not want my children to have that memory of their dad being an invalid.
Valid
point. We're going to carry this over because
that'll be a Monday topic.
You know, Bruce, I always wear my helmet on the highway because I don't like the wind noise. I being in radio, I don't like the noise. In town, I never wear a helmet. I rarely will wear a helmet in town, and part of it's because of the speeds.
Right.
Appreciate the call, Bruce. Thanks a bunch. We're going to try and squeeze in one more quick one here before the break. Mary in Moorhead, you're on. What's on your mind? You got a half a minute. Go ahead, Mary.
I was just saying, I was a working mom, full-time, making a lot of money, and I came home one afternoon. I had a one-year-old and a two-year-old, and they were getting ready to go home for the weekend with their nanny. And I said, "Why are you going home with the nanny?" "Well, the nanny loves us." They said, we love going with Janet. So, Mom, you just have a good weekend, and we'll see you later." They were like one and two. I quit my job. We sold the house. We moved into a little twin home. I now have worked ever since then as a consultant or part-time, but whatever it was, I was there to pick my kids out at the end of the day from school. I took them to school, and both my kids graduated from college. One is running a part-time business, has her first job. The other one is going to be going back to school.
Wow.
And none of them ever did drugs.
Great story, Mary. Great story. Sorry we don't have more time to hear more about it, but you are a great mom.
Happier for it.
With Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit ButlerMachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, it kills skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. That's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee if that smell ever comes back, call us up or refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com, 100% money-back guarantee. You can't beat it, and it's North Dakota made.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
This is What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinnon. Dale Wetzel will join us in just a moment, the executive managing editor of, I think I added a new piece to his title there, managing editor for Great Plains Examiner and Great Plains News.
His first show, I saw all the things that he was involved with.
He's a busy guy.
It was pretty impressive.
Anyway, Dale will be hosting the Dale Wetzel Show. He's going to give us a preview of that in just a moment. How are we doing weather-wise?
Around the region, currently in Dickinson, we're at 52. Williston, 50 this hour. Minot, 50. Down in Devil's Lake, 55. Fargo at 61. And Bismarck, 61 as well this hour. Grand Forks coming in at 66.
I don't think we're going to break 70 anywhere in the state today.
Nope. At least it's a little drier today.
Showers and thunderstorms forecasted everywhere. I do see sun, though, starting especially on the west tomorrow and statewide Saturday and Sunday. So that's kind of nice. Anyway, before we go to Dale, let's get Joe in Bismarck, who's been waiting to weigh in on the topic we're going to tackle Monday. It'll be Mortal Cycle Monday on the program. Joe, go ahead. You're next. Joe in Bismarck.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I'll try to be quick here. I have a Goldwing and a sport bike. Sport bike helmet 100% of the time because it's like driving a Ferrari. You're going to get after it. On the Goldwing, though, I have to reply to the gentleman who hopefully was being facetious that he does not want to survive a highway accident. The facts are, on the highway, you're not going to hit a solid object. Usually you'll slide or tumble. But that's not why you don't wear a helmet. But in town, you're going to hit a fender, a curb, the concrete. Just fall over and hit your head on the ground. The in town is where you really should have a helmet, statistically. I just had to reply to the guy who said he doesn't want to survive a highway accident, so he doesn't wear a helmet.
Well, call in on Monday, Joseph. Thanks for the phone call. We need to get to Dale Wetzel, but we're going to bring this up again on Monday because this is a very big bone of contention.
There's a new insurance company study that says motorcycle injuries increase with weaker helmet laws. And so we're going to debate whether we need stronger helmet laws, and Steve and I are on different sides of that one. So that'll be the normal or nuts question for you on Monday. Are you normal or are you not? I'll get off the hot seat. We'll put Steve in that normal or nuts hot seat for tomorrow. Dale Wetzel.
Call your wife on this one, too?
Exactly. Yeah. I bet Dale would like to weigh in on that question.
You want to see a Donnybrook in the legislature, just bring in a mandatory helmet law.
Oh, yes, Dale. I agree with you 100%.
What would happen, Dale? Describe the scene.
Regardless of what you think about a mandatory helmet law, you want to see a Donnybrook in the legislature, just bring in a mandatory helmet law. There's a reason that there hasn't been one in quite some time. Is that that's the last time this was really brought up was during the mid-late 80s, and when it was, the legislature literally got its head handed to it.
Very interesting.
Now, North Dakota does have a partial helmet law, and that's
if you're an adult and riding a bike, you don't have to wear a helmet. You have to wear
it's
a helmet if you're a passenger. And if you're younger, you have to wear a helmet. But if you're an adult riding a motorcycle, you don't have to wear a helmet.
Well, anyway, maybe we'll do our own Donnybrook Monday on the program. Look forward to that. Meantime, Saturday radio. Appointment listening is Mr. Dale Wetzel Saturday mornings. And the Dale Wetzel Show this weekend is going to tackle what topics, Dale?
We're going to be talking about two things primarily. One of them is the changes that the legislature made to the state's guardianship laws. Essentially, it's meant to provide increased protection for the rights of people who are put under guardianship. We're also going to be talking about the drone program in northeastern North Dakota, which state officials are pursuing, and what effect this has on commercial and private pilot traffic. We have a story in the Great Plains Examiner by Judy Neilinger is coming out this weekend. That talks about how private airplane traffic is essentially crimped by these things that are wanted to be these things that would make UAS flying or drone flying more feasible in northeastern North Dakota. I don't think it's got a lot of discussion really, and it's a pretty interesting subject as to what the effects are on private aviation.
Dale, for
a drone program.
What did the legislature wind up doing with drones? Was that addressed in the session?
There was a bill to essentially require a search warrant if a drone was being used to surveil someone. That was not approved. So the answer to your question is nothing. The legislature did nothing with drones, and one of the reasons why is because the state of North Dakota is angling to become a research area for drones, and folks at the University of North Dakota and elsewhere thought that this drone legislation would inhibit that goal, and so it was defeated.
Saturday morning, the Dale Wetzel Show, which is a continuation of a program during the legislature, which was called, of course, the Legislature Today, but now it's on all kinds of topics with the famed newsman Dale Wetzel on three of the five stations that are taking this program we call What's on Your Mind. So we just want to let folks know what's happening. And we're going to have Dale on more regularly now that crazy schedule of the legislative session is done. So you can ask him anything. Ask the newsman.
Are you recovered, Dale?
Am I? Oh, yes. I was recovered the next day.
The next day? Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's just one of the things you have to beware of after the legislative session is what I call the legislative crash. Legislators call it the blues. It has a number of names to it. But, you know, you have legislators who, you know, their days have been completely scheduled for 5 months, and then all of a sudden it's over.
Yeah.
And frankly, their ordinary lives, their work lives or their retired lives are a lot less busy. And
a little quieter. Yeah, makes sense. Hey, Dale Wetzel, the Dale Wetzel Show. Check it out. Folks, we'll see you Monday. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.